look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. Through its brief course run all the verities and realities of existence, the bliss of growth, the splendor of beauty, the glory of action. Yesterday is but a dream. Tomorrow is only a vision. Today, this hour, this moment, and this year, well spent, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. Please rise in body or spirit for our district chant. Last morning worship of SI 2010. So I thought it'd be appropriate to talk about, on this, our upcoming 50th anniversary of merger, putting it all together. Thomas Starr King was famous for a quip about Unitarians and Universalists. Thomas Starr King was a preacher coming from the East Coast, ended up as far as he could get in San Francisco. And every time he took a potty stop along the way, seems like there was a Unitarian church that sprung up. He was lately in the rotunda of the Congress, where each state gets two representatives from their state. Because Thomas Starr King was credited for saving California for the Union. He was, however, recently replaced by a certain actor from California. I forget his name. But Thomas Starr King, among many other things, is also credited for saying, Unitarians and Universalists. Well, the Universalists believe that God is too good to damn anyone. The Unitarians, on the other hand, believe that they are too good to be damned by God. He lived around the time of the Civil War. The Civil War created for all of its ill and, if you believe in this sort of thing, evil, created a space for people to get together and think in terms of, wow, brothers are killing brothers, and maybe we should be helping out no matter whose side the person is on. And many Unitarians and Universalists were involved in that process that became the institution of the Red Cross. And Unitarians and Universalists had cooperated along the way, and they had realized, wow, there are a lot of similarities, Brother Starr King's dictum notwithstanding. So let's talk about getting together. So this was the 1860s, right? So by 1899, there was a joint commission to look into the possibility of joining together these two denominations. And then in 1933, there was another joint commission to look into the possibility of these two institutions joining their resources. And then it was in 1937 that Hymns of the Spirit was published. And that was the first joint effort, the first coming together of Unitarians and Universalists, and it was through a songbook. And then the first time that institutions that were peopled joined together was the youth. But they didn't wake up this morning. No, some of them did. They're out there. The youth got together in LRY between 1953 and 1954. See, it even takes a little while for the youth to get things together. Liberal Religious Youth was finally established in 1954. And then in the mid-80s, the Seven Principles, but then in between time, in 1961, it was made official that the Unitarians and Universalists would join resources, would join their stories, and ever on forward from that moment, create a new story together. We still have some works in progress. Full civil rights for BGLQT people. Do we still have work to do? Yeah. Equity for women. Do we still have work to do? Equity for so-called minorities. Do we still have work to do? Doing what we can to erase racism. Do we still have work to do? Balancing corporate personhood with human personhood. Do we still have work to do? Yes. Bringing an end to state-sanctioned torture. Do we still have work to do? Oh, yes. There is more work to be done. But let us not thereby diminish the recognition of how far we have come, how far we have been able to come together. Not doing it on our own, but finding those coalitions, those partners who are willing to work together to do it together. Representative democracy, now an international Red Cross. Universal education, ending legal slavery, at least in this country. Parliament of World Religions, women's suffrage, family planning, care for the mentally ill, humane treatment of prisoners, workers' rights, saving would-be victims of the Nazi death camps, rights for African Americans, some rights for gays and lesbians. These are the stories, the life-changing UU stories that we can tell about. We've done together what we've lived out of our essential theological insight that we are all connected. And when connected, we can do great things. Thank you.
Ew, you're so gross.
Oh my God, take a shower. Get a job, bum. You would be a waste of my money.
Should we give someone like him money?
No, we'll use it for drugs. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What is Joey?
All right. So, life has its fair share of sharing. We share money, smiles, meals, time, attention, toys, visions, hope, faith, dreams. But greatest of all, we share stories. Our stories are what make us who we are today. Reach out to others to hear their stories. You'll never know what you'll learn.
I wrote a poem for this story, and here it is. Close your eyes and think. Replay your memories, both tragic and inspiring. Create a story made out of your memories. We are each a living novel, a walking masterpiece. With invisible words within our souls, we spill our story for all to hear and cherish. Each second is a word, each breath a turn of the page. Your story is only what you make it out to be. You are the author. You are the storyteller. Let your story thrive. Never hold back, for the more people who hear your story, the more people who can add you to theirs. Which chapters would you give? The most valuable memories that you possess. Let your experiences impact others and allow others to impact you. We all need people to add to our story. Characters to roam the pages. What would you give? What would you need to make your story complete?
What would you give?
There's no such beauty as when you belong. Rise up. Follow me. I'll lead you home. This is our great theological contribution. You belong. You belong. You belong. Everybody belongs. Nobody outside. Everybody inside. Including, especially, fussy babies. Because if there's not a fussy or crying or cranky baby in the house, we have to do it all over again. Because it ain't church. So when Shane walks over to Fred and says, "Tell me what you want to tell me about your story," he's inviting him to a new home. Maybe Shane doesn't have the money to give. Maybe Shane doesn't have the food to give. But he has his heart to give. When we share our stories, we are healed. When we share our tangos, we are healed. Sharing our stories, we are home. Hearing others' stories into telling, we heal. Sharing others' stories into telling, we bring them home. As you use, we participate in a communion of stories. The story started long before us. And if, and it is an if we live our communion of stories so deeply connected to ourselves, to one another, to our neighborhoods, and to our planet, then this story will live. Long after all of us here are dust and ashes. This is our old, old story. Guided by love, we strive to live out of that essential spiritual insight that we are all connected. And yes, it's done through the grand stories of institutions and policies and national and religious identities, but it's also through the personal and the practical, reaching out an arm, sharing a story. I was asked on the first day after worship this in the morning, a gentleman came up and asked, "So what's the next thing that we need to move on to?" Wow. And there is more. I mean, I talked earlier about him already. There is more to do. But you know what I think the next thing for Unitarian Universalists to move on to? Is stop sitting on your faith. Stop resting on your laurels and tell your story. Tell your UU story. Tell it to your kids. Tell it to your friends. Because you never know whose life you are going to save. Someone within reach is looking for that story, and they don't know it exists. Or someone within reach of someone who is within reach who is going to tell this story and say, oh, did you even know that there was this like religion called Unitarian Universalism? My coworker has this bumper sticker, and it's like, and he tells about the bumper sticker, and then that has the ripple effect. You never know who needs this story. So hopefully someday when we're asked, what do you get when you cross a UU with a Jehovah's Witness, we might get a different answer. Something like someone who knocks on your door, who asks about your faith. Someone who knocks on your door with a life-saving message that is without self-righteous indignation and condemnation. Someone who knocks on your door and shares their story without insisting that it become everybody else's story. Someone who knocks on your door not just to talk, but to listen. Now, I'm not asking that we make UU a world religion, unless you're into that kind of thing, in which case, come talk to me later. I'm not even asking us to make Unitarian Universalism a missionary religion. I'm just asking, please, tell your story, because you don't know who needs to hear it. And hey, you got an easy start. You can just talk about what you did on your summer vacation. The words. So you're just going to have to listen. Love will guide us. Peace has tried us. I'm on the mic. Hope inside us will lead the way on the road from greed to giving. Love will guide us through the hard night. We'll sing that a few times through. Peace has tried us, hope inside us will lead the way on the road from greed to giving. Love will guide us through the hard night. Love will guide us. Oh, come on, you push it. Preach before thousands. You can give the love within you, love within you. You can change the world with your love. Love will guide us, peace has tried us, love inside us will lead the way. Let your story and its telling be guided by the spirit of love. Love has guided our UU story. Love has guided this SI, and love will guide us home. You know, I've heard that SI is about two things: coffee and ice cream. For my family, it's actually Miss Amy and the golf carts, but that's okay. But I would like to add one more essential thing to that list, although I know I would hesitate for making it become a trinity. And that would be the music. And so I want to thank HALS 1 and HALS 2 and all the ensembles that you've heard all around and up here, and the choir. Oh, and since some of you have asked, I'm Rev Dave from Allegheny UU Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a little inner city church that could. And I got to tell you that I experience the absolute essential of SI as being the spirit. And that's why I'm an Om SI-er. And you interrupted your coffee drinking. Well, some of you interrupted your coffee drinking. And the ice cream. Do they serve ice cream at breakfast? And you interrupted your ice cream. And you got out of your golf carts. And you let your tie-dye just soak. And you stopped looking for, I love this, the little SI stones. I didn't even know about this until my second year. And you lend your voices, and you showed up, body and soul. And you listened to my heart as I tried to do the best I could to share that spirit. And for that, I am profoundly honored and grateful, and I thank you. So please rise in body or spirit for the final benediction. Bring your story home. Live your story to life. Live your UU story into telling. Someone, it may not be obvious who, but someone is groaning, aching to hear your story. Your story of this extraordinary faith, this faith in the farthest reaches of hope, and the widest possible embrace of love. You've got the light of love inside you.
Oh, Good morning. When people arrived this morning and they saw this sign, it made them feel uncomfortable. That was wonderful. So we thank the youth for that. Not many announcements this morning. Of course, we may have a million shout-outs, but that's wonderful because it takes a whole community to make this thing work. Wow. We donated 83 units of blood, and we potentially... Yep. And that translates to we potentially saved up to 249 lives. So, yay. It's great. Age, you know, on, off, it's terrible. The evaluation form, as I had mentioned here the other day, that your voice is very important because you have 9 people who come together every month for 4 hours, and it's really rough when we just have to guess on everything and then hold our breath, cross our fingers, and hope we did well. So the evaluation form really helps us eliminate a lot of the guesswork. So we really need your feedback. And one way that you can do that is filling out the evaluation form. We have hard copies that'll be in the information center, but we've also provided on the website where you can do the survey online, which makes us a little more green. And which is fantastic. So you can pick one up at the information center, and then you can go ahead and leave it there as well after it's completed. So please share with us your experience, share with us what was wonderful, share with us was what you would like to see different, and we can make a better experience next year. One would think after many, many times of coming here and redefining and shaping and that it would just be all done, but no. That's not the case. We have different people each year, and we have different needs, and that's what's wonderful about it. So let's just keep the cycle going and make sure that it's reflected. And do we have any shout-outs? Please.
Overland, Kodo, right after this gathering, over by where the coffee is served.
So there's a photograph where everybody has a coffee cup in their hand, and that would be accurate. That's great. Front of Rossi, 8 o'clock tonight, Columbus First Church. One at a time. Go ahead.
First Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock, Pierce.
First Pittsburgh, 1 o'clock, Pierce. Do we have any other announcements? Okay. East Shore UU 115, in front of the information desk. Very good. Yes? What was it?
Black bike helmet.
Black bike helmet. Oh, okay, very good. Yes? Oh, the lost and found is at the information center in Pierce Hall, just outside of the dining hall. So please take a look, collect, because when we all leave Saturday, you know, at noonish, and it's left there, we donate it. That's correct. Yes. Okay. So you're looking for a red lost cell phone. Yes. Just outside of Pierce. Of course, there's multiple red cell phones in the world. Yes. Hogwarts is in the classroom because of the unusual amount of sea monsters. Uh, Oh, that's more. This is more fun. Yes. The homeless person wanted to thank our generous gifts with the cash donations, which he's generously going to then turn on to the scholarship program, and then would very much thank for the additional food that he now received. So he appreciates that. And where do you turn your keys in? Where you leave? I don't. Far Hall. I will have much more detailed information this evening, but Far Hall. Yeah, oh, Renee's got the word. Far Hall. The porch downtown by the Gambier Deli and bookstore, and that's right after closing ceremonies is where... Very good. If you rented linens, please put them in the pillowcase and put them on the bed. Also, if you're in the dorms that have the blue signs, please, before you come to closing ceremony, take your items, put them on the bed so the individuals can come in and vacuum and get a head start. Sorry, name tag?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, sit. I'm not hearing well. Excellent. Please check the lost and found box if you've lost something, and then you'll be able to find it, hopefully. Yes, I know that we're most eager for lots of information about next year, and in the closing ceremony, that will all be shared. So hopefully if you just hang in there 24 more hours, and lots of information will be shared.
July 10th?
July 10th of 2011 will be the beginning of Summer Institute, and we'll have much more information at closing ceremonies about next year.
All right, very good.
Let's start our day. Thank you.